Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Hei 135. We have finished the Shirei Hamalos, the Songs of Ascents, and this song still has us in the Beis Hamikdash, or we're still feeling a very spiritual high. So what do we sing? We are now going to sing a song that has lots of echoes of the Hallel that we sang a few prakim ago, a few songs ago. Like Hallel, you're going to hear a leader and a group, and you're also going to hear the individual voice within the group. This is a song that we sang in the past. It's a song that we will sing in the future in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, we're going to be able to sing this song right now. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Halleluka. Hallelu Hashem Hashem, praise the name of Hashem. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, praise the servants of Hashem. Not praise the servants, but praise Hashem, servants of God. Who are the servants of God? Servants of God are those who are totally committed to do exactly what Hashem wants them to do. That's what a servant does. Like Moshe was the Eved Hashem, the, capital T, servant of God. So we're told to praise God, and then Pasuk Beis, verse 2, is going to differentiate between those servants of God. We have the Osha Omdim Beveis Hashem, those that stand in the house of Hashem, Bechatzros Beis Elokeinu, in the courtyards of the house of our God. And the Radak says these are referring to the two different groups. The Kohanim, who are in the Heichal, who are in the holy part, building of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisrael, those who stand outside in the Azara, waiting in the courtyard, waiting for the Kohanim to come out and greet them. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Halleluka! Praise Hashem, ki tov Hashem, for Hashem is good. Zamru lishmo, make music to his name. What does it mean to his name? A name is that which we see in a person. It's that which we can identify clearly in a person. So let's make music to his name means make music to that which we see about Hashem. Ki na'im, because it is pleasant. All that Hashem does is good and pleasant. And before we continue, let's take a minute to visualize the scene in the Beis HaMikdash. See the Heichal, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctum. See the Chatzer, see the courtyard outside. See the Kohanim, see the Jew, the Yisrael, the rest of the Jewish people, along with the Levim. They're all singing praise to Hashem from their different places. And it's very important to visualize, especially when we see or we sing songs of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's be there. See ourselves in that song. You know, people say, seeing is believing. What does that mean? Seeing, when you actually see something, you don't believe it, you know it. But visualizing brings one to believe. And believing is also seeing. If you really believe, then it's easier to visualize. And then when you visualize it, it strengthens your belief and makes it easier to continue to visualize. It's a circle that goes around and around. But the more you visualize, the more you will believe. And when you see, when we say a song of Tehillim that takes us into the Beis HaMikdash, visualize being in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bina Le'itim, Rav Azaria Figo, who was in Venice in the 16th and 17th century, explains this pasuk and this idea of visualization with a beautiful drasha. He says, we have the people who are Beveis Hashem, that are standing in the Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem, and we have those who are in the Chatzer, in the outskirts, in the courtyard of the house of Hashem. And he says, the Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem, is like Olam Haba. It's compared to Olam Haba, the world of perfection, the world when everything makes sense and everything's clear. And the courtyard represents Olam Hazeh, this world where it isn't so clear. And as we know from Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tezayin, Mishnah 16, the world is a corridor to the banquet hall, meaning the world, this world, is just the entranceway to get into the beautiful banquet hall of Olam Haba, of the perfect world. Now the tzaddikim, the Ovdei Hashem, those who serve Hashem, have the ability, says Rav Azariah Figo, to be in the Beis Hashem, in the house of Hashem, in Olam Haba, even while they're in Olam Hazeh, in this world, in the corridor. How so? They focus their lives to do the will of God, and that is their only motivation. So in that sense, they are in a perfect world right now, because all they're doing is the will of God. So they are able to see themselves in a place of perfection, even when they're in a place of the chatzer, of the corridor, of this world. They're able, she'omdim beveis Hashem, they are standing in the house of Hashem, they are standing in the world of perfection, in Olam Haba, while b'chatzros beis Elokeinu, while they're still in this corridor, while they're still in Olam Hazeh. Pasuk Dalet, why are we singing verse 4? Ki Yaakov bachar lo ka. We're so excited because Hashem has chosen Yaakov. Yaakov is the name of the Jewish people that represents us when we're in a weakened state. So even if we feel low or if we act low, Hashem still chose us. That's a reason to sing. Ki tov Hashem, Hashem is good. Yisrael is school aso, and Yisrael as his special one. Yisrael, the great ones, are so special to him. And that's why we're all singing praise to Hashem. And now we continue Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Here is my personal voice. This is my solo. And I sing because I'm going to sing about the greatness of Hashem. And sometimes our voices get lost in the choir. But here it is me speaking. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Ki ani adati, for I know, ki gadol Hashem, that Hashem is great. Va'adonenu mikol Elohim, and our master from all gods, all powers. Verse 6, Pasuk Vav. Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa. Whatever Hashem wanted or wants to do, he does. Bashamayim uva'aretz, in the heavens and in the earth. Bayamim, in the seas. V'chol tohamos, and below, in the depths. There is nothing that's out of God's reach. And for example, Pasuk Zion, verse 7, of Hashem's control of nature, Ma'ale nisi'im mikzeh ha'aretz. He lifts up the clouds to the edge of the earth. Clouds are called nisi'im from the root of laset, or to carry, because the clouds carry the water that they accumulate from the seas. Barakim l'matar asa. He made lightning that introduces the rain, according to Mitzvot David, and the rain doesn't even put out the fire of the lightning. Motzei ruach me'otzrosav, he brings out the wind from his storehouses, and the winds move the clouds and bring them together to make rain, and we could go on and on, but we call that nature. But really, it is hashkacha pratis, it's Hashem's clear mastery over the world and control of the world. Hashem doesn't allow one drop of rain to fall where it isn't meant to fall. And now we continue. Just like Hashem has control over nature, he also controls our history. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Sheikha b'chorei Mitzrayim, me'adam ad behema, that he smote the eldest of Egypt, the firstborn of the Egyptians, from the man through the animals. Shalach oso sumofsim besochechi Mitzrayim. He sent out wonders and signs in the midst of Egypt, befaro v'chol avodav, with Pharaoh and all his servants. Pasuk Yud, and then shehika goyim rabim. He smote many nations, v'harag melachim atzumim, and he killed many great powerful kings, specifically Pasuk Yud Aleph, L'Sichon Melech Amori, to Sichon the king of Amori, Ula Og Melech HaBashan and Og the king of Bashan, two of the strongest kings that we ever knew of, and also L'Chol Mamlechos Canaan, to all the kingdoms in Canaan when Yoshua came in and we were able to defeat the kings in Canaan. Some of the wars at that time were clearly miracles, like when the sun stood still and when the walls came tumbling down or they fell into the ground in Jericho. And some seem to be won naturally, but it doesn't matter whether it was, there was a big miracle or we won the war, quote unquote, in a natural way. It was all the hand of Hashem. Ani Adati, I know, I say. Pasuk Yubeis. To give you a little bit of an introduction, we could think that Hashem destroyed the Egyptians and maybe the other kings in Canaan because they were bad and they didn't believe in God. But it wasn't just to punish the bad guys that God had us destroy those kings. Rather, v'nosan artzam nachala, he gave their land as an inheritance, nachala liYisrael amo, an inheritance to Yisrael, his nation. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem shimcha la'olam, Hashem, your name, parentheses, your presence, your existence is forever. Zichrecha l'dor v'dor, your memorial, which is our awareness of you from generation to generation. The Malbim explains, Hashem Shimcha is your presence in nature. Your presence in nature is forever. Zichrecha, your memorial, refer to those miracles that you do from generation to generation, based on the needs of the generation. In other words, we just praised Hashem for nature and for miracles, and it hasn't stopped. From generation to generation, you keep doing those miracles. You keep existing in nature and controlling the world. We now look ahead to the future. Pasuk Yudalad, verse 14. Ki yadin Hashem amo va'alav adav yisnecham. When it will happen, and I know it will happen, when Hashem will judge his nation, and his servants he will pardon. And at that point in the future, Hashem will distinguish between the Ovdei Hashem, those who serve Hashem, and those who don't. Pasuk Tesvav, Atzabei Hagoyim Kesef V'Zahav, the idols of the Goyim are made with gold and silver. Ma'aseh Yedei Adam, they're man-made. And they put so much faith in the gold and the silver. Literally, when you think about it, idols weren't only gold and silver. They were also stone and wood. But specifically, we're focusing on the gold and silver here. Why so? Let's define an idol for a moment. An idol becomes so important to its creator or to its idolizer. It becomes the focus of their thoughts. They even trust in this idol that it will make their life better. Now, we don't literally serve idols the way people once did, but we do put our faith in kesef and zahav and gold and silver. The gold and silver will save us. That will give us strength. That will give us power. And we forget that all gold and all silver truly belongs to Hashem, as it says in Chagai, li hakesef v'li hazahav. Notice the word for idols is atzavim, atzabei. The root word of that is sadness or troubled. Ultimately, idols will bring us trouble because Pasuk Tezayin, verse 16, the idols look so powerful. They look so real. But pelahem v'lo yidaberu, their mouths, they have a mouth, but they can't really speak. Einayim lahem, they have eyes, v'lo yiru, and they can't see. Aznayim lahem, they have ears, v'lo yazinu, and they will not listen. Af ein yesh ruach b'fihem. They don't have a breath within them. They're not real. They don't have real power at all. Obviously, we're talking about the idol that has a mouth. They look real, but they don't speak. And they don't have a breath within them. But someone who creates idols in his life or focus his life on idols, who looks to kesef and zahav, to gold and silver, to politicians, to sports figures, to Hollywood, and they look towards them as the ideal, that's the goal, ultimately, they will not be able to say the right things. They won't see the truth. They won't hear what they're supposed to hear. And finally, af ein yesh ruach b'fihem. They don't even have a breath within them. There's no life within them. If you idolize the cell phones, the computers, the people, whatever it might be, you become as lifeless as the idol that one may follow. Pasuk Yud Ches, Kamohem Yiyu Osehem, Kol Asher Boteach Bahem. They become like them. In contrast, the Ovdei Hashem, those who serve Hashem, who recognize Hashem in nature and in history, instead of looking towards the idol for a better history and for nature to be good, instead of looking towards society and peer pressure, the media and Hollywood, they focus on the fact that everything they have is from Hashem. Pasuk Yotes, verse 19, and now everyone together, Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, the Chazan calls out, the leader calls out, the house of Yisrael, you bless Hashem, Beis Aharon, the house of the Kohanim, you bless Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, Beis HaLevi, the house of the Levites, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, you bless Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, those who fear God, you should bless Hashem. Who are the God-fearing people here? It could be Geirim, Rashi says. Mitzudas David says it could be the righteous Gentiles, the Chasidei Umos HaOlam. Radak says they're the Chachamim. They're the great Torah scholars who distinguish themselves as Yirei Hashem, those who fear God. Why are the first three categories with a base, with a house, and the final category of the God-fearing person without a house? Because the bias represents yichus. It represents security, the family, the something that you were born into. That's your household. Yisrael is something people are born into. The house of the Kohanim or the house of the Levim is something you're born into. The Yirei Hashem is one who chooses to do or chooses to become exceptional. And that is not based on where they came from. When we bless Hashem, which we're admonished to do at the end, we're recognizing that all we have is from Hashem, and we're going to use everything that we have to move forward, to fulfill His will, to continue to be Ovdei Hashem, servants of Hashem. And so we conclude Pasuk Kaf Aleph 21, Baruch Hashem Mitzion, bless Hashem from Tzion, Shochen Yerushalayim, He dwells in Yerushalayim, in this place of Tzion, in the place where the Shechina is so close. Let's bless Hashem. And I say, I'm determined to bless Hashem from this place, from Hashem's dwelling, because I feel Hashem so close to me now. And they said this in the past in the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll say it in the future in the Beis HaMikdash. And we can visualize that future right now. But when we visualize so clearly, and we clearly see ourselves totally committed to the service of Hashem, to being an Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, when you do that, you will feel bracha in your life now, and you will feel it as if you're in Tzion, with Hashem clearly dwelling around you, with His Shechina clearly around you. And that feeling will be so pleasant right now. And isn't that how we begin our song? Hallelujah, ki tov Hashem, pasuk gimel, verse 3, how Hashem is good. Zamru lishmo, ki na'im, let's make music to His name, for it is so pleasant. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui nishma, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, bas Chaim Leib.